AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs reacting to the state Supreme Court ruling yesterday that upholds a nearly total ban on all abortions.
To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box, and I encourage you to do so.
The law from the 1860s would make providing an abortion punishable by up to 5 years in prison, the only exception to save the life of the mother. Donald Trump's longtime executive, Alan Weisselberg, will be sentenced today for lying under oath in Trump's civil fraud case. Opening statements begin today in Chad Daybell's trial. He is charged with killing his wife and his then-girlfriend's two youngest children in a case rooted in extremist religious beliefs. And the winningest basketball coach in NCAA history, Stanford women's coach Tara Vanderveer, announcing her retirement at the age of 70. This is ABC News. A key report on inflation, the Consumer Price Index, is due out this morning. Experts think it will show prices about 3.5% higher than last year. A new deal with the feds for a company recalling millions of sleep machines.
The Justice Department says Philips, which makes sleep apnea machines, including CPAPs, must overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems before it can resume production at U.S. facilities. The settlement also requires a company to hire independent experts to vet the changes. This is a big step forward toward resolving a recall of the 5 million machines because their internal foam can break down, causing users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. Customers had complained of issues including headaches, sinus infections, and pneumonia. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Consumer Reports says it's time to get Lunchables out of the National School Lunch Program. It says testing found elevated lead levels. The company behind Lunchables say they do meet food safety standards. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stiles say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison Monday is a desperation move.
There's a reason he's doing it in the most progressive city in the state and targeting students. He's trying to buy votes.
Biden says it would free up millions of Americans burdened by debt and benefit the economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got a 9-5 win tonight in Cincinnati to even that series one game apiece. Game three of the four-game series tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. But in the third quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo came up limping and had to leave the game. Doc Rivers.
Team announced he was out with a left soleus / calf strain. Just curious, did he get an Achilles tendon test?
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf right now, which obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just...
No, he just left a little while ago.
I asked, how high is the level of concern for Giannis?
That's a good question. High. I would say that. But, you know, Giannis, I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Tune in for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. John Nichols should be checking in. You'll want to tune in 4 to 6 across Civic Media.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
What?
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM.
What?
At 1580 AM.
You can't start the show laughing without me.
We're at the
You're laughing at me.
We're at the Short Stack Eatery this morning, and it's the John and Gorney Show along with Catherine Lake.
Barely.
Good morning.
Hi.
This
is my last time. I'm done after this.
No.
I can't take them hours. I can't take the hours.
Why?
It's so early.
Yeah, I thought of that. I thought, you know, you're not going to do this every time.
Not every time.
I know
time.
You're just going to bail on us.
I am. Totally. I'm having a hot flash.
You're here. You're here now.
Yeah, so. Whatever.
Yeah, I get hot flashes this time of day every day.
Every day.
That's why I,
Yeah.
Genuflected right before we started the show. John found that funny. Okay.
Let's hope this gets off the ground this morning.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
We're at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson, downtown.
Look how bright
Madison.
It is in the morning.
It's beautiful.
Here. Just a clear
right away. Sky. 47 degrees, highs in the mid-60s today.
Did you mention the planters are filled on State Street?
No, are they?
They are filled
with
the kind of plants that take pansies, that take cold at night.
I see them across the street.
Right? That's Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, that's really nice.
Terrific.
Yeah. The ones here on this corner don't look like they have any flowers in them.
They have them.
They might.
Oh, you can't see them from where you're at.
They have them.
Every single one. They're beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay.
Passed by a few homeless people on the way here.
It breaks my heart every time.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Want to help. I want to give them some kind of warmth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as a matter of fact, I brought a blanket to some person not too long ago. In November.
Yeah.
Because it's too
I know.
Much to
brutal
see.
Out there.
It's brutal. Yeah.
Okay, so we're just getting going.
What a downer.
You
okay,
said
that's
it.
Way
you
to
started
start
it.
This whole thing.
It's Wednesday, April 10th, and Short Stack Eatery, they are busy here getting ready to make all the
Smells
flapjacks.
Smells good already.
Yeah. The hotcakes.
The hotcakes.
The pancakes.
The pancakes. You know, I think, you know, when there is another lunar eclipse,
yes,
and they're open at night,
yes,
they should have an eclipse cake.
Eclipse cake.
A pancake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would be in the middle?
Eclipse cakes.
So.
Well, no, there wouldn't be any middle. It would just be the normal pancakes underneath and a chocolate pancake on top.
Ah.
Yeah.
And you just move that chocolate pancake all over or eat it in progression.
Yeah, is that right?
That would be nice.
Disappearing.
It's when he stops listening. He starts listening to his own damn music. He's just like a little kid. Just like a little kid interrupting dad with a stupid song.
It wouldn't be a complete day here at Short Stack without listening to the pancakes.
Every once in a while. I know we need to kind of...
Yeah, remind ourselves.
Well, yeah, get in the spirit.
Remind yourselves.
Yeah.
Everyone knows we're at Short Stack. The Stack.
Every Wednesday.
As Alex calls it.
That's right. So let's get to the National Day calendar. Let's just launch right into it. What do you say? Are you ready?
It's better than yesterday when we didn't launch into it for another like
20 minutes.
It was really long. Hit it.
Is it or is it not National Erase Self-Negativity Day?
Okay, it's not that, but I'm going to make it my day.
You're not supposed to guess
sorry.
Yet,
okay,
Catherine.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Okay, sorry.
National Library Outreach Day. Is it or is it not? Is it National Farm Animals Day?
Yes.
National Cinnamon Crescent Day? National Siblings Day? National Encourage a Young Writers Day? Or National Astronauts and Cosmonauts Day?
You just added
what is
that
it
one.
Or it's, is it
it's
not?
It's Astronauts not. And Cosmonauts
no.
Day.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah,
it is not. Why would we
you
have
give us
a
the rundown
day?
With the day and that's not on it? That's a,
I know.
That's
I haven't figured
giveaway.
Out how to do that because I don't put it together. It's
just go online and okay. Just put it in there.
Just sneak it in there?
Yeah, just
after
it
you put. Okay.
No, everything, yeah.
I think you put Cinnamon Crescent Day there because it's cinnamon croissant and you wanted a reason to.
Croissant.
Play the French guy again.
Croissant.
Yeah.
How do you say
do croissant? That?
No, I didn't mean for you to do it. I just
well,
meant that's why you put it on the damn list.
It's just an option.
No,
you know?
He does not say croissant.
Well,
so how
know.
Do you say croissant in French with the typical French pronunciation?
It just happens automatically. I can't even stop it anymore.
Croissant. Well, essentially, if you are able to pronounce the French R like the French do, just
know.
Say
you know, it's like, hey, Google. You know, you say, hey, Google.
I know you in the car are already saying croissant.
Do say croissant.
Try it along with us. Croissant.
Rather, croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant. Croissant.
Croissant.
Cinnamon.
Croissant.
Okay.
You guys are terrible at French.
Did you take French in high school?
No, German.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so wow.
I did too.
You did?
Yeah.
Nine.
Oh, speak a little German for us.
Yeah.
Come on. Have a little conversation.
No, there's no way that's going to happen.
Ein, zwei, drei.
I never got one word in German.
Six, seven.
I didn't understand it. My teacher spoke German. Like I was supposed
Nine.
To understand what she was saying.
Ten.
And
I got
didn't
through
1
through 10,
me.
And I have not done that in 50 years.
Now, my wife and her brother went over to Germany on a vacation. I mentioned that the other day.
Right.
Her dad brings along a tuba. And
that's right. I heard that.
Why not?
And through immersion, they learn German, you know? And now she can remember. She knows a lot of
she
words
remembers
in
it.
German. Yeah.
Immersion is
some
the
of
way.
The dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister is trying to learn French again. She took it in high school, I think. She knows Spanish already because she lived in Spain.
Yeah.
In Venezuela, it works to be there.
Don't know how.
I don't know. It's immersion. It's a mystery.
Okay, let's get to the national days
sorry.
Of the day.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Okay.
Okay, no,
that's
this fine. Is fine.
You're
this
fine.
Fine.
We're
let's,
back.
Let's,
we got plenty
let's
of time.
Explain some of this stuff.
I mean, this one is kind of intriguing to me. National Erase Self-Negativity Day.
Yeah. I thought you made that up.
No. April 10th means today is National Erase Self-Negativity Day on the National Day calendar. We are spending the day encouraging everyone to take steps toward erasing the influence negative self-talk has on our lives.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do people beat themselves up every day? You know, it's National Erase Self-Negativity Day, so you can't do that today.
No.
It's also a day where we will focus on changing this negative habit.
Charge it up. Make it better.
into a time of personal empowerment.
Yeah.
You
get
to?
So this distracted sounds, so easily by the music.
I'm just trying
you
to
You are like a dog with a squirrel.
This is Make Your Own Kind of Music by Cass Elliot.
Oh.
Cass Elliot. Self-acceptance personified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Make your own kind
it's amazing.
Of music. Sing your own kind
amazing
of song.
Just how bad she was later in her career.
She was just
no.
awful.
It's a
awful.
Lovely song.
She was in a group called the Big Three once.
Oh, she was.
And she was part, you know,
the big
of the part
big,
of the Big Three.
She was the part.
And they were a folk group, and they were just fantastic. I got to tell you. And then, of course, she joined the Mamas and Papas and turned into this pop queen.
The rest of the
Yikes.
History. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea there was so much judgment in the old music. Mamas and Papas, they're like everybody's favorite old.
No.
No.
They had a very, very dark side.
Oh.
And we don't want to go there.
Yeah. Okay, old man. I don't want to hear about good. It. Don't burst my bubble.
It wasn't I'll good. Tell you later.
Okay.
National Library Outreach Day. Yes, it's National Library Outreach Day.
Formally, you ban a lot of books and...
No.
Formerly known as National Bookmobile Day.
Oh yes, the bookmobile.
What happened to the bookmobile? Oh. Why can't it be bookmobile day?
Most awesome
we used to run
day.
To the bookmobile.
Yes.
As soon as it got there.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Go screaming through it. Yes. Yeah. I loved the bookmobile.
Pulling books out of other people's hands.
Yes, yes.
It's fun, man.
Fighting.
So, okay. So we are saluting the dedicated library staff of all the libraries.
We have to put up with a lot now.
I heard you say something this week, didn't I hear you talk parents. About the Dewey Decimal System not being necessary anymore? That's not the fact.
No, they have, they have computers.
Of course they have to have
it. Computers well,
yes,
for that.
But that doesn't eliminate the Dewey Decimal System. Well, they still got to label
it.
The books.
Okay.
Where they're going to find what? Them.
All right.
Well, that's
right?
True.
The books still have the Dewey Decimal
have,
on them.
They do.
Yeah, they have to have the
number. Yes.
It still exists.
Yes. Yes. Dewey. Okay. Decimal.
They belong together. Okay, National Farm Animals Day. It's National Farm Animals Day. I wonder what the mean farmer has to say.
Oh, you know
about
what he has to say about that.
You know. You don't like the mean farmer, do you?
I hate the mean farmer. Sorry, that's a strong
you,
word.
You're people like him. You love him farmer. Or you love to hate him?
I love to hate him.
Okay.
No, I just love to hate him.
There you go.
Each year on
is
April
that,
10th.
Is that like the Mickey Mouse Club's version of that?
This is the Wiggles, actually.
Oh,
the Wiggles.
You don't even know the Wiggles because you didn't raise your kids during the Wiggles. We know the Wiggles, us Gen
yeah.
Xers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
National Farm Animals Day focuses attention on the humane care of farm animals. The day also aims to find homes for abandoned and abused farm animals. Mm.
I hear Pam Yonke talking about the care of animals all the time on her show, mm-hmm. on her minutes with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good variety of animals has been domesticated and raised on farms for food. They provide eggs, milk, cheese, meat, wool, leather, and other products.
I was going to say, okay. Farm animal, let's celebrate hamburgers.
Oh, no.
Eat a cheeseburger today. Okay.
I saw a video the other day
yeah.
of farm animals, cows,
yes.
yeah.
Being introduced to the pasture for the first time after being indoors all winter long.
Oh.
They
sunny.
Let them out, and they just prance
and
around
dance.
The field.
Oh.
It is
yeah.
just fantastic.
Isn't that it? Yeah.
I don't like winter any more than we do
mm-hmm.
in that way. I mean,
it's know. National Cinnamon Crescent Day. Okay.
Crescent. We've been
there.
Don't do it.
I'm sure it's...
No,
I'm
why
sure
did you do that?
Why did you do that?
Pronounced French.
Why do you have that at the ready?
Because
crescent.
You're like a little kid. Okay. Knock it off.
But a crescent isn't okay. really a croissant, is it?
Well, it's time to fill the home with warmth on National Cinnamon Crescent Day. Each day, each year,
oh
this
God.
Pastry holiday... causes mouth-watering excitement. The crescent-shaped dough is filled with cinnamon and sugar.
That's what
sugar.
I think of.
And, okay, we don't care.
But, yeah, it, you know, it's like
let's move on.
Pillsbury crescent.
Okay.
Hey,
would
get
you please
this.
Stop
we all have him. We all have siblings. It's National Siblings Day.
Aw.
Yeah.
There you go.
So reach out to you your siblings.
You've got twins.
You got twin brothers.
Twin brothers, yeah.
And a
I
sister.
I didn't know that either,
yeah.
and you learned that this week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't know that all
oh, yeah.
these years.
Yeah. That runs in the family.
Is that provoke... jealous. I have jealous of my siblings because they're two old, both older than me, mm-hmm. and they're a little closer.
Yeah.
Then, well, I don't know if that's true, but I get jealous of them sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you get jealous of your twins? I
no.
mean, my goodness.
No.
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 They must be super close.
But it occurred to me during Christmas when we had our little Christmas argument.
Yes.
Yeah.
It occurred to me that maybe I am the oldest one, and they respect me more.
You
and I
so?
Thought that can't be true. I hope they don't.
What?
I hope
of course
they treat
they
me
do.
As an equal.
Oh no, they respect
me. It is 6:19. John and Gordy with Catherine Lake at Short Stack Eatery downtown Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm getting some
that
coffee,
was South
man.
Bend. Some coffee. Hey, we're gonna talk bananas coming up.
Oh yes. Mm.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on Air.
I don't like your peaches. They are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes. Can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones. No matter where I go.
Okay.
With Susie May or Anna. I want the world to know.
But they have spiders inside them.
They don't
peels,
have spiders.
Yeah, tropical spiders. I think they're inside the peels.
No kidding.
You really have to be very, very careful when you open a banana.
I've never heard that.
I just made it up.
Okay. We were talking about National Siblings Day.
Yes.
So
yes.
Siblings, they are our best friends or our worst enemies. Oh, look who made coffee.
Oh, wow, look at that. That's a soup bowl full of coffee.
What is this? I don't know if I can manage this. It takes two hands for this.
No, really, you can't just bring it up to your lips.
My wrist isn't that strong.
You got to drink it with a spoon, Gordy.
Wow.
What? I can't. Yeah. Look
like
at this.
It's huge, man.
It takes two hands.
It's like taking a bucket up. You know?
Yeah,
it's
would
like,
you rather have gotten a pitcher of coffee?
I guess. I don't know.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay.
Talking about National Siblings Day.
Oh,
we all have
right.
siblings.
Yes.
They're either our best friends or our worst enemies.
But we're talking about
so
bananas
lucky.
And you know, bananas. The spiders that live inside the peels.
What?
Once you open that up, you know, the spiders just pour right out.
Shush. Don't ruin bananas. I've already ruined strawberries for myself. I did that test.
Completely making that up, Catherine.
But you've done the strawberry test, right?
No, what's the strawberry
what's
test?
That? Oh, what are you talking
God.
About? What?
You haven't?
What? No.
Oh, somebody knows.
Is there something
knows.
We should know?
Help. What's the phone number here again? Tell them.
608-879-8255.
I guarantee you somebody's going to go, I know what she's talking about.
The strawberry test.
The strawberry spider thing.
What?
Yeah, wait for it.
Oh.
Wait
okay,
for
well,
it. There's somebody
you can
smarter
text
than us.
Us from the Civic Media app. You can text us very easily,
yep.
or you can just give us a call very easily just by... Putting the
strawberries into like salt water or something. I don't remember.
And the spiders come crawling out.
Oh my God.
What?
You're not going to want to know.
I've never
this.
Eaten a strawberry again.
Well, then of course, next time you crunch a
they're
strawberry, you're like,
there.
Whoa,
you
they are crunchy.
Okay.
It's not just the seeds.
oh,
somebody
man.
Knows. Somebody knows.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, that doesn't.
Okay.
I think I recently heard that. It's like a new rumor, isn't
it's
it?
It's real. It's right. real.
You really? You've tried it?
Somebody, yes. Somebody, please. Help me out here.
Okay. I'd still
I don't
eat
like
strawberries.
I'm reaching
like,
out to...
I don't
if
think
there, if there
totally
are bugs in it,
truth.
Oh well, I guess. As long yeah. as they're not going to kill me.
I'm
as long
gonna
as they're nutritional.
Okay.
Somebody's going to help me out, but I'm going to look it
yeah,
up in the
Google
meanwhile.
It.
Yeah, I'm
good. It's also National Encourage a Young Writer Day.
Mm-hmm.
okay.
Are we off the bananas already?
No, we're getting to the bananas.
Oh.
Sam has information about the bananas, whereas we crack open the history books. Right, Sam?
Yep. Are we doing
okay.
that now, or are you talking
what?
About Young
yes.
Writer Day?
Oh, did you have something for that?
No.
Okay,
did
never
you?
Mind. I don't know. I think
we
it's kind of insulting
so
young
bananas.
Writers.
Bananas.
I think it's kind of self-explanatory.
The
but,
reason we were playing I Like Bananas because they have no bones. Today, in 1633, was the mm-hmm. first time bananas were sold in England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine
because
imagine
it was special.
There's an important thing. They wrote that date
so
down.
So special in
like,
England.
Yeah.
I mean, just what? some exotic fruit shows up, and you're like, wow, this thing is pretty neat. You probably would have never guessed that 400 years later, they'd be everywhere.
Yeah.
That'd just be a commonplace food.
Yeah.
So what is this saying about the banana shortage and the possibility that bananas will become extinct very, very soon?
Well.
What? What are you talking about? No,
climate change?
Well, no, actually.
They don't have seeds, I
guess. Sam has an answer.
They don't have seeds.
Oh.
So they don't have seeds.
They reproduce by, like, shoots from other trees. And so if a parasite attacks, like, one species of banana, then it will eventually take them all down if it can get to all of the places that it grows. So years and years ago, the main, like, cultivar of bananas that they grew and sold, the Gros Michel, actually got taken down by a parasite. And what we eat nowadays, it's called the Cavendish banana. And it's different than what they used to grow.
So we don't really get the better bananas anymore. Oh, we just get the Cavendishes. Right.
Yeah. I will say, I'm not going to name names, but there's a big box store that has bananas, and then there's grocery stores that have bananas. Invariably, the big box bananas, not as good as the grocery store.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They go fat. Yeah, they go bad before they go yellow.
Right.
They're green, and they go bad.
I don't know. I haven't noticed that, but I have noticed when I accidentally buy organic bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I don't like them.
Oh, what the heck? Isn't that weird?
No kidding.
What is it? Is it taste different?
They taste different. They have thicker skin, and for some reason, they just don't ripen evenly.
Same. What I'm talking about the big box bananas. Same deal.
Yeah.
We're also not handling bananas right. We should be either hanging them,
yes,
or something like that, or
so they don't spoil.
Keep a piece of plastic over the end.
Right.
I didn't know this until I'm 59 years old. I had to wait 59 years to learn this.
Well, now you know.
You learn something
the rest
new every
of the story.
Day.
Did you find anything on the strawberry spider thing?
Yeah, it's real.
What's the deal?
It's real. And the good news is you can wash your spiders in salt water, and a lot of them will crawl out. If you just wash your strawberries with water to remove the bugs, by the time you eat them, you'll only have ingested the tiny ones you wouldn't even notice.
Okay.
They're in there.
That is just
They're
not
in there.
Good.
So you should wash your strawberries
with a little bit of salt water.
How comforting.
You should
do
put
they
a little
all have spiders? Is that what
I
you're
think
telling?
Yeah, just take a look.
That can't
Try
be right.
Try the salt water bath. Mm. Try the salt water bath. You will see these little tiny guys come out.
Well, you know, there's this fruit market right outside of Sauk City. It's on the east side of the bridge.
Okay.
It's this giant place where they have plants all year.
Right on the river.
I was there a couple of days ago.
I've been there, a number of times.
Because there are some trailers in the back that are part of our census. Anyway, I was there, and I went into this fruit market, and they had just stacks and stacks of strawberries, and they're most gorgeous-looking strawberries I'd ever seen. Perfect. Yeah. No mold,
nothing.
Just perfect. They're just perfect.
Yep.
She has the best location ever.
Yeah.
Right at the bridge there.
Yeah. People do you know who she is? Peggy, right?
Yeah. Have you ever talked to her?
Yeah, I talked to her.
Hey, now.
She's very friendly.
Plenty of parking so people can
gather? There's plenty. There's enough parking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
You can park by the trailers. a lot of them are leaving.
Once again.
Sam, do you have anything else for today's day in history? It seems like there was some momentous thing that happened. Let's at least get to that
today, I don't know what the momentous thing is, but run through the list quick. There's one that might be more significant in a couple of days, but is a related event.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Titanic?
Yes. Today in 1912.
Thanks for spilling the beans.
The Titanic.
This is the day.
The Titanic set sail on her maiden voyage.
Yeah.
Today.
1912.
Yep.
Yeah.
112 years ago. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, so John, you got
I can do math,
me.
Yeah.
Yes. John, you can tell me. You do the movie reviews. Did you like Titanic?
I loved Titanic.
I did too.
Yeah, me too.
I brought my parents. They were just blown away.
Yeah. Some people hate the movie.
Yeah, I know.
The whole romantic end of it.
Well, that wasn't the best. Rose.
Yeah.
Say Rose one more time. Say Rose.
Rose?
He said that all the time. Yeah. Leo DiCaprio said her name 1,000 times in that movie. 1,000 times.
You know, there was another movie, Titanic, many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
They used to have like a Sunday night movie on TV, and all the family would get around the TV and watch these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the Titanic was on. And I don't think I've ever been that traumatized.
Your entire life.
I was very young and traumatized by it.
My.
It depicts
It was. I just didn't imagine anything like that happening.
And that wasn't even high tech.
That's like where the fear of water came in for me.
Oh, sure.
Mm.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing people don't love about the movie.
This is the reason why no one likes the movie.
629, John and Gordy with Catherine Lake. We are at Short Stack Eatery. Come on down. Have some pancakes. We're coming back with the Trump-Biden drug test for debates.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, for the past couple of days, dairy looked like it was starting a rebound, but why? I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I was just like you. Saw those cheese prices starting to pop, butter continuing to hold strong, and I thought, well, maybe things are starting to turn around. So did John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. But he says we've got to be cautious. Short-term moves don't mean long-term returns.
Sometimes markets move beyond where they need to just because of events, money flow, things of those nature. And that's why you see sometimes quick movements in a marketplace as all of a sudden now, hey, reality is really probably not where we were. It's where we probably should be, where we are now, which is about a buck above where we've been. So now the key for the milk market, we've had this price recovery. We're back to the $16, $17 handle in these front months. But the key still comes back to the consumer wanting to step into the market, buy cheese, buy milk products, you know, as well as the export side of the equation in terms of getting product moved overseas.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese went down a half at 156 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese, that gained 2 cents at 157. Double A butter was unchanged at 297. This morning, May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down a penny at 1669. The June milk, down 12 right now, 1720, 100 weight. The rest of the market's on the way next.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
On an early Wednesday morning in Chicago, we've got December corn right now up a penny at 4.69. November soybeans are up two at 11.80. July new crop wheat currently a nickel stronger at 5.77 a bushel. Tomorrow, the beginning of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors annual convention. Those are basically the butchers that you know all across the state of Wisconsin gathering together tomorrow and Friday at the Marriott West in Middleton. We'll be there. Just a quick snapshot on the markets this morning. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 6-1, visit staples.com/print for
your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7, WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's House of Excuses. The next time you need a good excuse for being late to work or forgetting your spouse's birthday, just call the House of Excuses. We guarantee that we'll come up with a good excuse for you on the spot. Our guarantee is simple. If we don't come up with a good excuse for you, we promise to give you a good excuse for not coming up with one.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, about three blocks away from the capital at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed is quite the entrepreneur, isn't he?
He sure is. He's got his hands in everything.
Yep. He knows. Oh, you know.
He does.
He knows.
Hey, look who's here. Jorge
Good
is here.
Morning.
Hey, morning. Morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How
just
are you
walked
guys?
In. We threw the headphones on you and
pretty
sat
much
you down.
Just,
with no preparation at all. What are we going to talk about, Jorge?
Well, you know, we have the ongoing student survey going on that students in the Madison area can take. And everyone who enters gets entered to win a gift card for this here
Short stack
eatery.
Yeah,
great, fantastic.
And we have another winner today, so I just wanted to stop by and announce it.
Okay.
Announce them.
Should we guess a name or?
Let's start with. I'll give you the first letter. It starts with a J. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Today's winner was we drew the name this morning. It is a senior from UW named Jennifer. We will be emailing her later today. And then last week's we actually just emailed her because we were running a little. Mm-hmm. Late on the thing, but it's Danny. I think I announced her last
Danny.
Time.
Exactly.
You know, we're giving them the option to come in here and you know, pick up the gift card here. So if they pick that, I'll let you guys know.
You know, you shouldn't say that she's a senior. It's not so bad being so old. You know, it's
not that kind of senior.
No,
not that kind. Oh.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. We didn't check ages, though. It could be.
Could be a senior in college.
A senior, senior. So people can still enter this.
Yes, it's all through April. So every Wednesday in April.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the main goal is we want to get to know what the students' habits are in consuming media, because we are in media.
Right.
And
what we could do better.
And clearly things have changed and evolved over the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Certainly have.
Media consumption. A lot of them do not, I hate to say it, but they don't list radio as one other medium.
Social media now.
Exactly.
You know.
A lot. But we are on those too. So we want to make sure we understand where they're at and what they do, and we can serve them that way.
I could honestly say I think we're headphone friendly.
There you go. Exactly. We're audio content.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you know, how we can, new platforms coming up, because that's always a thing. And we've talked about it before. So.
Yep. All right.
So if people want to enter, they can still do that. And how do they do that?
civicmedia.us/student-survey.
Okay. Easy.
Easy enough. And the winner's name again was?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Senior at UW.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
It was Juniper. Juniper.
Old Donovan song.
Now you're confusing the listeners.
No.
We do that every morning.
That's
kind of what we do.
It's what happens when you drink all that coffee so early.
Yes, it is. Look at this.
I'm still
catching up to you guys.
It's a purple tornado coffee cup here.
Well, hang out for a while and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I will. I'm actually writing next door as usual.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So 7 a.m.
How long does that ride go?
45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Of sweating
on a spinning machine
on a bike that goes nowhere fast.
Well, that's fun. That is fun.
Well, thanks for stopping by, Jorge.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right.
Try the elliptical sometime, and they're wonderful.
Okay.
We'll all work out together.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the mean farmer.
Yeah, the mean farmer's ready to go here.
Wants a different career, perhaps.
Really?
Thinking about a different occupation.
A different career path.
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Here's the mean farmer. Let's listen to the mean farmer quick.
Hi. This is the mean farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, when I grow up, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a fireman. Used to always say that when I was a kid. I want to be a fireman, Daddy. Caused a lot of problems around the house, though. My father, you see, he served 3 separate prison terms for arson, and he didn't like that kind of talk. No, he wasn't no slime ball who did it for insurance money. He was an artist. He just truly loved fires and smoked hams.
Oh, man.
That's
but
how you do it.
I was a rebel. I wanted to be a fireman. Maybe it was because of the neat rubberized clothing. I like the noises that stuff make. The boots, the pants, the big rubbery jacket. When you walk down the hall, it's kind of... Can't sneak up on nobody. Hey, maybe it's because of the siren and the big long fire hose. Maybe I want to be a fireman because you get to run into a stranger's house swinging an axe and nobody arrests you. Maybe I want to be a fireman because you can drive the truck real fast and run all the stop signs and red lights you want. Yeah, mean farmer speed, and you know how fast I drive. Oh, you know how fast I drive. 15 mile per hour is pretty scary, don't you think? Maybe I want to be a fireman so I can give a little something back in service to my community, selflessly risking my life to protect my fellow citizens' lives and property. No way, Jose. I just do it because I love it. I mean, it's a real adventure being a volunteer fireman. Like last week when Mrs. Clutchpuddle called in because her cat Poopy was up in a tree in her front yard. Well, the siren went off uptown. Everybody dropped what they was doing. In my case, I dropped a 200-pound bag of children-flavored chewable atrazine right on Mr. Plunk at the feed store. We all rushed to the station, put on the rubbery clothing, jumped on the fire truck, and responded to Mrs. Clutchpuddle's call. I know it was an easy, routine situation to handle, but still satisfying to us firemen. Didn't even need the telescopic sight either. I mean, it wasn't a very tall tree. Look at that cat bounce. Woo! Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, scavenger bird watching. Oh, I wonder what that crow found on the highway.
Somebody wake Catherine up, please.
Sorry, I'm back.
She doesn't care.
Not a fan.
All right. I get that. No, I understand that. I get it, okay?
I think I not only understand and get it, like it, that I'm not a big fan. You like playing it just for that reason.
All right, well,
whatever.
Just for you.
Okay.
All right, well, you know, everybody was very impressed with Joe Biden's energy level at the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Sure.
They called him Jack Joe, right?
Yeah. He was fired up.
He was really fired up. But was he on drugs?
No.
He on drugs?
Where are you getting this story?
Why? Well, Donald Would Trump say says he might have been, and this is Cut 27. Let's check out what Trump has to say.
I think what happened is, you know, that white stuff that they happened to find, which happened to be cocaine in the White House? I don't know. I think something's going on there. Because I watched his State of the Union, and he was all jacked up at the beginning. By the end, he was fading fast. There's something going on there. I want to debate, and I think debates, with him at least, should be drug tested. I want to.
Mr. President, are you suggesting President Biden's using cocaine?
I don't know what he's using, but that was not. Hey, he was higher than a kite. And by the way, it was the worst address I've ever seen. State of the Nation.
Address.
State of the Union. Right. That's not State of the Union, because he doesn't represent us properly. That I can tell you. But he's obviously being helped some way, because most of the time he looks like he's falling asleep, and all of a sudden he walked up there and did a poor job. But he was all jacked up.
Oh, my God. That should be libel.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's just making it up.
All fair in love and politics? Is that what's
throwing out, you know,
just
garbage
anything at this point?
You know, yeah. He's flailing. Yeah. Flailing and failing.
That sounds like his campaign, basically. Mm. Boy.
Yeah.
You know,
it never ends. That's the problem.
It doesn't. And it just keeps going on and on. And because there is absolutely no agenda whatsoever that he's running on, except, you know, he's got everybody else doing his agenda for him.
Yeah.
So when he becomes president, he just asks him to come in, work for me, and then they do their thing. Mm. But here's the other thing. The border. The border is, of course, you know, just a tragic experience for everybody. It's not really the big problem that they're saying it is. But get this. Texas National Guardsmen tasked to preventing migrants from crossing the border are now helping people get across the border and taking money from them.
Oh, my God.
And escorting them into the country. So
really?
The entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well.
Making a few extra
with
bucks.
These National Guardsmen.
Wow.
Yes. Now they're arresting
That's
these.
True.
They're arresting the National Guardsmen.
Oh, my gosh.
For doing this
Isn't
kind
that
of
something?
Stuff.
Wow.
So just one thing after the next, right?
That's incredible.
Know, I wish I could travel in time. I would really like to travel back to see if it was really as nutty a world as it is now. In the 60s. I mean, that was a tumultuous time.
Mm-hmm.
Civil rights, humongous turmoil.
Yeah.
But this feels worse. This feels worse. This feels globally threatening.
It does. It does. Oh, well.
When you travel back to like 1968, remember, you know, everything happened. I mean, it all seemed to come to a head with the National Democratic Convention in Chicago.
Right.
My sister went to that with her then boyfriend, future husband. And when the riots began at Grant Park, they were on the edge of that, and they said, you know, we're getting out of here.
Really?
And that was, but they witnessed all of that, and it's and that was just part of the 1960s. I mean, that was just one picture
one
of,
yeah.
You know, of course, Bobby Kennedy died, Martin Luther King died, both by gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, it was all 1968, and it feels very similar to that today,
me
anyway.
That volatile and,
just,
and, and frightening.
Just,
more good times.
Well,
you
kind of blame the Supreme Court, of course, for letting Texas handle the border by themselves as a state instead of as a federal government, which is their responsibility. Instead, the Supreme Court just, you know, gave Texas the okay, keep going, do whatever you want, and then we have this kind of corruption that takes place if the federal government is not involved.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's cue up something. I just thought of this. The Daily Show had a little bit on this. Cut 48, Sam. Check this out. We can relate the eclipse to the border crossing.
What? Wait a minute.
Wow.
Connect the dots there for me.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, John Stewart's going to connect the dots for us. Let's check this out.
But not everyone was happy about today's celestial seasonings. For danger lurks!
A Fox News alert, a rare celestial event collides with a policy failure on the ground. The southern border will be directly in the path of totality today when the moon covers the sun for nearly 4 minutes.
We are told that officials are bracing for higher traffic than usual, and that means a real opportunity for smugglers and cartels and migrants to come right in.
Or they could just wait till nighttime. They really, they don't have an eclipse.
4 minutes.
That's pretty good.
4 minutes. I gotta say though, is there nothing Fox can't tie to immigration? This is, this year's cicada infestation provides perfect cover for Venezuelans. Of course, if you combine the dangers of today's eclipse with Friday's seismic activity in the Northeast, well, a more troubling picture emerges.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted that the earthquake and Monday's solar eclipse are a sign from God that Americans need to repent.
How do you know? How would you know that that is what God meant? Why would God be so obtuse? Why would he do that? Or she, why would she? Or how crazy would it be if God insisted on they, them?
There you go.
But honestly, is this really how God works? I must let man know to repent their wickedness. How, Lord? I don't know, dim the lights for like 4 minutes. Very specific path. And God, what else? Give New Jersey a little shade, maybe. Enough to render the buildings to rubble and to bring people to their knees in repentance and atonement? No, just a little like a Jersey.
A little Jersey. There you go.
There's a TikTok that shows a guy in New Jersey having a quake and the guy just freaking out, and then a guy in California being quaked to like 8 and going, hey, do you want to go for sushi tonight?
You know? That was a surreal moment for me.
Was it?
I mean, they were talking about, you know, people's reactions to the earthquake on the East Coast, and I'm thinking, really? 4.5?
You got nothing.
That's ridiculous.
You got nothing.
Crazy.
Look for tornadoes.
Yep. 6:49, John and Gordy with Catherine Lake at Short Stack Eatery. Continuing.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Yep, the rock and roll songwriter Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix style.
Jimi Hendrix owns that song.
Yeah, yeah. He made it.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM.
You know, Katrina's not talking to anymore. Gordy, you notice that? She walked right by without looking
at
you.
I know.
She
smiled. She's really
at John,
mad that I had to change
that
coffee
cup thing
cups.
Is just, she didn't even bother looking at me.
I know.
So like, I'm sorry.
Association.
My cup.
Nice work.
Should I go back to the old cup?
Is
there a way to
help.
Go back now?
No.
So,
see if you
too
can
late?
Take it back. Take it back.
See what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Who are you waving?
Man.
Hi, kids. Hey. Hey, who are these guys?
There.
Come on over here.
Yeah,
come on over here.
No, don't do that.
Don't wave
they
them
look like,
in.
They look like your gang members.
They're not gang members.
Oh, he just gave us the heart sign.
Oh, the heart sign.
Love you too.
These guys gave us heart signs?
Really?
That's
five
wild.
Or six guys just walking down the
that's
street.
That's the kind of group. You know, those are the kind of gangs we have in Madison.
Yeah.
Very
lovely,
friendly.
Lovely.
Very friendly guys.
Wearing you know. Matching jogging outfits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they take extra pleasure in beating people up.
Nice.
Okay.
Extra pleasure in beating people.
We are continuing from Short Stack Eatery here, 301 West Johnson. We're here for, another hour or so. If you'd like to stop by and say hello, we'd love to see you. John and Gordy, along with Catherine Lake, and we're going to talk about Eric Hovde.
Hovde, the stand-up comedian.
What's the latest?
Running for Senate against Tammy Baldwin.
Did he really do stand-up? He did stand-up?
No.
Oh.
But he's kind of funny.
I'm to give him credit.
You know,
he's got a funny mustache.
You're right. There it is.
He keeps saying funny things, and
he just
don't know why.
Yeah.
Badger Stew wrote this on Twitter X about Eric Hovde's shameless picture of him with his grandchild Nugget. That's what he calls his grandchild Nugget.
Cute nickname.
Really holding babies now. That's what it's all about. Anyway, this is the comment that they wrote on Twitter X. If Republicans get their way, little Nugget will be living in a dystopian America on a dying planet.
Okay, that's actually right. Currently the story.
That's really it.
That's not what's going to happen if.
But they Badger Stew also wrote this. No Constitution. Now, this is their agenda. This is the MAGA agenda if Trump becomes president.
Okay.
No Constitution.
Right.
Because it'll be a Christian nationalist nation at that point.
Yep.
No health care because they want to repeal the ACA.
Right.
You can't
Obamacare.
Afford it.
Yeah.
Hell with you.
Put them in the high-risk pools.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible idea, and everybody will pay more in their premiums if that happens.
Yes.
Never mind.
Never mind.
I'm digressing. Mm. No Social Security.
No.
Right. Oh, great.
Well, no one should have it. No,
save
money. People should not have to retire. You know?
Right.
I mean, they're
going
to do us a favor.
Keep
you can't
working.
Retire.
No.
Yes. You love your job too much.
Exactly.
Just keep active. And, get on over there to Walmart.
And then the book burnings. You got to love the book burnings. We're going to have those everywhere.
We've got to clean up.
And it's national what?
What? Hug National Library? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay. And endless school shootings. Ugh. They're never going to take care of that because you know, you got to change people one at a time. You
one at a time.
Get to them individually and say,
after
that
they've
is
done
not
something.
The
yeah.
thing to do.
No, don't do that again.
All right. So you got to teach them individually. Mm-hmm. A permanent wealth gap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Trump has already promised another tax cuts for the wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, not very much spending for anybody else, public programs.
It's widely understood that everybody in the country knows that a large part of the problem with the economy right now is due to corporate greed. Everybody agrees. Mm-hmm. Both sides agree on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And Trump would be helping with that. Mm.
And then, of course, religious fascism.
Yeah, there's that,
which
looming on the horizon.
If I hear that this is a Christian nation one more time.
Well, the whole thing here was way back, maybe 40, 50 years ago, they were thinking about dominionist communities. And dominionism is, you know, having control over the environment, over the earth. And dominionism also is controlled by the Bible, you know. So they would develop cities and communities based on the Bible, which preempts anything in the Constitution and any, you know, law, basically.
Yeah.
You live by the laws of the Bible, and you can't be controlled by anybody else because you have freedom of religion in this country. So that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to create their own communities, their own cities, their own government based on the Bible so they could preempt the Constitution.
Right.
And it's always been like that. And now they're really, really,
really, really,
really getting down on creating a Christian nationalist society. And we're seeing this all over with abortion, basically, is the start of it. They're really going after that now, in vitro fertilization as well. And Arizona, of course, you know, going back to what I can't remember. This is the crazy thing now. The Supreme Court in Arizona basically said that they're going to go back to, I don't know what, 1864 or something abortion law.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have for that is, this was some kind of law or rule that they put in place in Arizona 20 years before it became a state. Now, I'm wondering how a law or rule becomes law or rule when it's not even a state yet. And when you do become a state, don't these laws and rules mean nothing? I mean, you know, you've suddenly created a government, and you're going to create new rules and regulations, and you don't use all the stuff that you, like, created before that, right?
Yeah.
Why would an old law before statehood, 20 years before statehood,
mean anything?
Yeah.
Why would it be included again?
It's ridiculous.
I don't get that.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Of course, we wanted to go back to 1849 for the abortion law here in our state.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
before voting rights for women.
For women, like 60 years before women could even vote. It's crazy.
So they didn't really have any input in creating these abortion laws. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main reasons why it's crazy, insane. And what the Supreme Court did again was divide the country state by state by state easily. How well can they do this? It's I don't understand how the Supreme Court can get away with all of this stuff. And we just sit by. Democrats at one time had talked about expanding the Supreme Court, adding, you know, a few more justices to balance this whole thing out. I know it could get out of balance again, but you never know. Yeah. At this point, we have to stop this because they are doing anything and everything they want.
It's the long play, John. I've read countless articles.
Yes, the long play.
It's the long play. They've been at this for quite a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It is 6:58. We continue with our show here from Short Stack Eatery in downtown Madison, 301 West Johnson. And coming up, we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene. She wants to sell some books.
Yeah, no one's sticking around for
Where
that.
Where do you hear this?
No one's sticking around.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
John Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I take on Trump lawyer, now disbarred attorney John Eastman. Turns out it was all a big pack of lies.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Arizona Supreme Court delivering a landmark ruling that enforces a 160-year-old ban on nearly